Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, top of the hour at 8 o'clock. I want to invite you guys once again to call in. We do have some calls, 404-726-0929, talking about Michael Penix and his interview or day in the life of a Brian McFadden. Where's his do-rag in the shower? And like I said when we were covering this topic, there are no four people probably in Atlanta less qualified to talk about that.
Absolutely.
Than the four we've got currently. Dylon is on vacation, so Garrett, God bless him. State calls him all the time, the whitest guy on radio. So he's not going to fill in. Dylan, you know, Dylan takes a step back, and you know, we don't have anybody to fill in on that topic. But
hey, man, I'm an overcast day away from a sunburn, man. I need as many clouds in the sky as I can possibly get.
Yeah, you guys can also tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift, and there's some weird food habits we've been talking about as well, and some go to sleep shows and everything else. So appreciate you guys always filling in and you know, getting in your comments. Allie's got a couple of those, but Bo, what do you got going on, man? You got this crazy look in your eye.
I
got
to reset my algorithm.
Okay.
On Twitter.
Uh-oh.
I was sitting here earlier doing the show, and I refreshed Twitter, and we're in like mid-segment, and it's this video of these toddlers sitting. I mean, I don't even know if they're toddlers. They're young kids, and maybe they're infants still. They're sitting up on the floor, and they got like snakes around them, and it was like some kind of scientific test where are young kids afraid of randomly they're just afraid of snakes without knowing to be afraid of them.
Brother, resetting your algorithm won't do. All right, set that phone on fire and throw that thing off your porch.
Not only was I angry, I felt like I felt multiple stages, all these emotions at once: anger, fear. Because I hate snakes. I wanted to violence. Like, I wanted to murder those snakes and then murder the people putting the snakes near the kids. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. But what are we doing for content these days?
Yeah, that's a little bit intense. And look, it only gets worse. I can't even watch. Like, movies that involve children, I can't even watch anymore. Like, dude, done for. Can't do them.
Arch and I have had this conversation before about when you become a parent, and he's obviously got adult children now, and he's like, dude, it changes the way you watch stuff.
You can't.
He's like, there's certain stuff you just don't want to see.
Nope. Can't watch it. Don't want to watch it. Don't want to see it. I will close the blinds and act like a doomsday prepper for a little bit when stuff like that comes on. Speaking of content, Allie, we got a couple tweets coming in about some of the topics today.
Yeah, because we've been talking about different things that maybe you wear as like a ritual, or every single day you wear it, like Michael Penix wears his do-rag. So Brendan Mincy decided to get on board Allie's army today.
Okay.
Because he is part of the Crystal Bracelet gang, and he wears them as well.
Mincy, how dare you? How dare you, Mincy?
And then also Michael Penix was talking about how he squishes his Hawaiian rolls before he eats them. This is a very common practice, by the way. That's not weird.
Ding.
But Joe Mama said one of the things he does is he eats one thing at a time on his plate and will rank it in his brain which one he likes the least to best.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I do this exact same thing, but I don't rank them in my head. I'd only do main course last. Like French fries first, burger last. Like it's and I don't know why. It's always been, hey, I saved the best for last. I'll get let's just be honest.
Sad world.
The fries are just a vehicle for the ketchup. You know what I mean?
No.
The fries are just a vehicle for the ketchup.
No.
That's all it is. It's just a filler.
That's not true at all.
No, not at all. No, I go with what's not going to be best if I have to reheat it later.
Yeah.
So I try to eat them, whatever vegetable is first, but then I try, if it's never going to taste the same again, I want to eat that next.
Wow.
That's a very good way to go about just a weird ass way to eat food. What I would tell you, and I don't know where G-Money stands on this, and he's more than welcome to chime in, but what I would tell you is I cannot think about living in a world where I can't taste a piece of brisket and then this how good the macaroni and cheese tastes right after.
Yeah.
Or not, I can't imagine a world taking a nice bite of a Big Mac with the special sauce on it, and then a little bit dropped on my plate, and right after I get done, I'm going to take the fry and dip it in that special sauce. And I mean, the mixing is where it is at.
First of all, you've got this crazy look in your eye, and you need to keep your panties on and just calm down for a minute, because you talking about macaroni and cheese and brisket was that almost got sideways there.
Here's the thing.
I think we share same values when it comes to that. I just place value on the mac and cheese when I want it to stand on its own. You know what I mean? Like, I just want it to stand on its own.
What if, real quick, I know we got to get to the calls, but what if you went somewhere and the chef sucked, or the guy's house you went to sucked, and the brisket isn't very good, and so you don't want to be rude, and you want to eat it, so you got to have something to make it taste better, so you got to mix that mac and cheese in there, man.
Yeah, and there are special occasions where this happened. I put corn and mashed potatoes. I do mix those two things.
It's a texture thing.
I think they go very, very well. I think they go
look at how much meat I can put in my mouth, baby.
That almost sounded like AI. What a drop. I do have a couple people weighing in on my Twitter. How about our buddy, the Bama fan, Marcus Powell, saying he only goes to sleep with two box fans. That's the only noise he needs. Two box fans, That's a little bit over the top. I do one. That's plenty. I don't need one at the foot, one at the head. It's a little bit strange. Let's go to the phone lines. Garrett, let's go to our buddy Chris in Marietta. Chris, what's going on, man? You're on the morning shift.
Hey, good morning. I haven't called in a minute. Welcome to the show, Allie. Squid, congratulations, man. You're going to be a great father. Mike, I love seeing your stories on social media.
Thank you.
To jump on the questions from yesterday about the TV shows, I've been married for 10 years. If the show is good, I'm going to complete it, finish it. My wife, she always falls asleep. So I'm going to go ahead and finish it and move on. I don't like watching shows because I feel like it takes, especially if I have to wait the next week to watch it. If the 10 shows not there, we're not watching it. I need it to be beginning, end. I don't like waiting, all of that. Also, I am a person of color. I do wear my durag, and you get the best results for your hair for ways wearing the durag in the shower. You got the hot water. You have the texture of your hair. And then if you have your brush, oh, my goodness. The brush is what it does it. And then the durag is holding the hair down. Mm. My goodness, you take that thing off, we will be swag surfing.
I love it.
I see Jay's hair, man. I love that. I remember when we knew that he was going to start, a good Falcons fan, Mario, I hesitated to wear my durag. Stadium wearing his durag, so I believe once the season starts, man, the entire stadium will be filled with durag.
I'm here for it, man. Appreciate the phone call.
What a great call. What a phenomenal call.
Like, yeah, that was educational for me.
It was.
Feels really good. let's go ahead. We got full phone line, so let's try to get to a couple of these. Let's go over to our buddy Marcus over in College Park. Marcus, what's going on? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I love the show.
Appreciate it.
Hey, good memory I have with me and my grandma. We used to put ketchup in our grits and eggs. It's amazing. Y'all should try it.
Okay, all right. Run this back because this happened yesterday with Brian McFadden. Tell me about the ketchup and the grits, dude, because that is something that I have never even considered doing in my life. Is that something you learn from somebody?
Yeah, it's in the country. My grandma's from Charleston, South Carolina. She passed many years ago, but it's just a memory that I have. And I always, when I go to my parents' house for a breakfast sometime, I put some ketchup in my grits and eggs. And some of my kids jumped on it, too. One of my kids.
All right, man. Yeah, that's an informational call as well. That's an educational. I don't agree. Like, it's not a route I would go.
It must be a super Southern thing because I'm from the South too.
Yeah,
I have never heard of it.
That's what Michael Penix said to Brian McFadden. He's like, bro, I'm from Florida. Like, the ketchup on the eggs is fine. Like,
Florida's
but big pause
really
on
South.
It.
I mean, it might be geographically, but you know, it's kind of different down
buddy,
there.
Buddy, let me tell you something. Take one trip to the Redneck Riviera that is Pensacola, Destin, Panama City. There is no more south than that. I got news
for you. Baldwin County, we put butter in our grits.
All right. I don't even know how to respond to that. Hey, let's go over to to Dan in Decatur. Let's get Dan. Dan, good morning, man. You're on the morning show.
What's going on, Mike? What's going on, morning show family? Yeah, ketchup and eggs do not go together. And they damn sure don't go in no grits. Ketchup? I ain't knocking my mans, but ketchup. Look here, man.
that grinds my gears when I go somewhere, you know, eat breakfast food, and you see somebody else at another table, and they have eggs or whatever, and then they just squirt ketchup on there. I'm like, dude, that, please don't do that. Yeah. The only thing that goes in grits is some butter, a little salt and pepper. Mm. All right? Mm. And then I like to make me a grit bowl. Sausage, I mean, well, it, maybe sometimes sausage if I'm feeling sausage bacon, but put, mix all that up with the grits, eggs, sausage, bacon, maybe a little bit of cheese on top.
Come on.
You can't beat it. And I got to have that breakfast every Saturday. So usually I wake up every Saturday. I'm off on weekends. So I wake up every Saturday and I make me a full breakfast. Eggs, grits, bacon, some toast. And it's either going to be Eggos or if I'm in the mood, I'll Eggos. Make pancakes.
Eggos.
You know.
Yeah. Phenomenal call. Thank you, Dan.
I will say that I have the ketchup on the eggs thing, a scrambled, is something I've seen a lot of. Mm-hmm. It's just not the grits though. I don't know about that grit.
The grits is the anomaly. But what a great way to get yourself out of bed to know you're going to prepare this like 5-course breakfast.
Seriously,
for yourself.
On Saturdays, like I'm going.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And Dan,
I just love our guy has a routine. Yeah. He's like, nah, man, Saturday, you can miss me on that early golf. I'm making breakfast.
Yeah, Dan, listen, Steak always likes to point out we got 100,000-watt signal, and everybody within range of that is now going to find some kind of breakfast bowl, Dan. So thank you very much for that, including myself. I'm already like, you know what I mean? I'll do a pickup order somewhere when we get done here at 9 o'clock coming up in a little bit. Hey, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we come back, some of this Falcons conversation is going to continue. Something did happen in the day in the life of Michael Penix with Bryant McFadden that Allie pointed out was a good move by QB1, man. Stick with us here. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy on location, like we call it in the business, and Garrett behind the glass. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. So much fun conversation today about the Michael Penix day in the life of with Bryant McFadden that dropped yesterday. Credit to CBS. Bryant McFadden did a phenomenal job. I don't know what you guys thought. Michael Penix, not, I don't think, naturally the most talkative person in the world, but them getting lunch at Waffle House and then going grocery shopping at Publix. One of the more intriguing, take two things that are not intriguing at all, and Bryant McFadden did a phenomenal job of actually making them intriguing. We're going to talk more about his answer to the question in just a minute of like, hey, if you'd have started earlier, would you have taken the Falcons to the playoffs? And so I think it's a lot of fun conversation about that. Allie did bring up earlier, and I am getting a lot of tweets about different stuff about this, but Allie brought up earlier that Michael Penix is, I think he's on the right road in terms of his fiance?
Absolutely he is. When they went to Publix and they were doing shopping, Bryant asked him, you know, what's your wine? What's your drink that you like? Yeah. He goes, my girl's drink is Cabernet. And
yes.
He grabbed a bottle, didn't even worry about what his preferences are, and grabbed a bottle for her. And think about this. In the middle of all of this attention on Michael Penix right now, they're engaged. So she's planning a wedding.
Yeah.
And so Olivia is dealing with a lot right now. So him grabbing her a bottle of wine, very, very smart man.
Smooth move. Smooth move. But what was the first thing that Amy had to drink after giving birth to Pork Chop? Did she just dive right back in and say, oh, I need a margarita? No? Okay.
You can't hear me?
No, yeah, I did not.
I said moonshine.
Oh, moonshine.
Moonshine.
I was kidding. I was kidding. No, she actually had a glass of wine. Somebody, our neighbors, AB, and shout out my boy AB. It's his birthday today. And Caitlin, they helped watch Sprinkles, and so they had dropped off like a gift card, an Uber Eats gift card or DoorDash one. I don't know which one, DoorDash or whatever. It doesn't matter. And they left two bottles of that Meiomi.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wine.
Good stuff.
Amy's a big fan of the Meiomi. So she had a glass of wine.
I'm
not going to lie. I got home and had a glass of bourbon.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was talking to Steak about this a minute ago out in the bullpen, and he brings up a good point. He's like, dude, there are just certain relationships. And he's pointing to the richer people that he knows. He's like, a lot of those households, like where the dude, you know, where there's like this upper class, like the dude takes pride in like having his wine cellar and he'll lead the wine thing. He's like, but for most people, you know, middle class, upper middle class, whatever it is, that are drinking wine, you go with what the lady drinks.
Yeah.
Like just straight up. And it's always a smart move to kind of fall back on that. I thought Steak made a really good point on that. I was like, that's so true, dude. Like I wouldn't even know what most wines were without my wife. You know what I mean? I would just straight up be like, this red blend looks all right. I think it's from Napa or something, you know, and I would just dive right in on that. So
we've got this thing where we do, And Allie, you might be really good to answer this if we're cheap, but if I'm cheap. But so when we go to the clubhouse, you can take your own bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
But they do charge you a corking fee.
Of course.
Yeah, of course they do.
But it's not very expensive. So I get this, like, I think it's like a Pothic, the red blend.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $7.99 at the liquor store. So I grab a bottle of that, and it's great. But Amy, when I went to the store the other day, and I was like, I'm going to get some wine for when we go to the clubhouse for dinner. And she's like, yeah, get Meiomi. And I go, how much is Meiomi? She's like, it's $18 or something. I go, well, if we buy that and then go up there, we're paying more than it would be if we probably just bought the bottle at the clubhouse.
That's a good point.
I go, so what we've got to do is, I'll buy that for you for home. But if we're taking it to the club, we got to use the Apothic, the red blend, because it's now we're saving money.
Yeah. You're like the guy, the dad hack, where the guy goes to Starbucks and just orders the iced coffee, no ice, but then also orders two cups of ice. And he's like, dude, the two cups of ice are just free, and I'm paying $5 for a cold coffee, and then he just splits them between two cups full of ice.
I mean, that's very smart. But also don't forget about the $2 chuck at Trader Joe's. That's good stuff there.
Touche. Touche.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Did y'all know Dansby Swanson's in a Dairy Queen commercial now?
Yeah, didn't know that. Don't even know where that came from. But nonetheless,
TV. Speaking of, up and he's on a commercial. I'm like, when did Dansby Swanson become a commercial guy?
He's got to make some money because they just announced they're having a baby.
Are they really?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I do want to look. We got to get to this Michael Penix cut about the playoffs, but there is something you just jogged in my memory that somebody tweeted you and I a minute ago, Bo, our buddy Chance. He says he squishes and flattens his Crystal Burgers and stacks them together. I don't know why. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like you're really doing anything. I guess he thinks it tastes better. But I don't know. Yeah. Big buzzer for me. I don't know, man. I'd rather just enjoy a single Crystal Burger.
Do you guys – I don't know if y'all remember this, but back in the day – I'm not sure if they still do it, but at one point in time, like, Crystals did, like, their version of, like, the Big Mac, where they would do, like, the double Crystal.
Yeah. Huh.
And it was one sandwich. I used to get those, and then I was like, I think I'll just rather have a sack full.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I like that. I love Crystals.
I do too.
And so to me, I think they're better when you just eat them individually for some reason.
Sounds like he's trying to save time. Like it's an efficiency thing.
Just straight up to a triple stack.
Yeah.
The Crystal by my the closest one to me is like an Alpharetta, and like, dude, it's so unreliable. It's supposed to be 24 hours, and you pull in there and you can't get anybody to answer at the drive thru. It's so frustrating. I'm like, I drove all the way up here.
Hey. Apparently, they got rid of the one in Buckhead.
Oh, no. The one on Peachtree?
I saw it became something else.
No.
And it broke my heart because I can't tell you how many times I'd come home from a Falcons night game working it, and I would swing into the Crystals there.
Yeah, I used to live right by there, right on the one on Piedmont. I'm sorry, yeah. All right, so we got to get back to this Michael Penix conversation. We've been promising this conversation. If you guys didn't hear it earlier, I want you to hear this cut again. This is Bryant McFadden doing a day in the life of Michael Penix, and one of the questions that jumped out to me watching this, and – he put him on the spot. He said, dude, if they had put you at starting quarterback last year earlier in the season, would you guys have gone to the playoffs?
I don't know, man. I just control what I can control, man. Just go out there and be the best me I can each and every day. So I don't know. I can't say that, because it could have been the other way too. So at the end of the day, when my time came, I had to be ready. So.
This is exactly what Bo sounded like the first day we were on the morning shift. You know what I mean? He was just like, look, control what I control. Been producing my buns off, and look, my time's come, so I'm ready to step up in this situation.
I was a little bit angrier. I think I said something like,
about time.
I think I said something like, I was told I don't sound right for this market. I am this market, or some crap like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take up for Penix. I've become good friends with Brian McFadden over the years. He obviously does a lot of stuff with the radio station, and him and I have had literally hour-long phone conversations about drafts and stuff and players and the foul, all that kind of stuff. I hate the question. I don't think it's a fair question. I think it's a question he thought he had to ask. I don't think it's fair, and I think a guy that played in it, played in the league for as long as he did, I know he understands the predicament he would put Michael Penix in, because the competitor Michael Penix, and, we all – Mike, I know you can talk on this. Like, guys that play in the league, you have confidence. You have to have confidence, or you don't get to make it, especially playing that position, right? And the way Michael Penix throws, Sure, I think in his deep in his heart, Michael Penix probably should feel that it, had he been playing, that's the best chance for him to win. That's what a competitor, that's what an alpha, that is what a leader feels like. But whether that's true or not is one thing, and the way he answered it was the best way possible, and it's unfair for him to be put in that, especially considering as it stands now, Kirk Cousins is going to be sitting next to him in all meetings. He still wants to learn from Kirk. If Kirk is here, he's still going to rely on him, and you would never say the opposite.
Well, I think this really bodes well for the Falcons' future, because how easy would it have been for Michael to take the bait? But he's not. He's not going to. He could have fed into that ego. I mean, he's at the pinnacle of his career here. Yeah, but he can't answer that question. So I think this bodes well with how he's going to handle situations in the future.
Such a good point, Allie. And I think that we need to keep that in mind, that if he had answered it any other way, it's straight front page news.
Absolutely.
Front page news all over the end. Like NFL.com. Penix says that if they had put him in earlier, they'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah, we wouldn't have talked about the Hawaiian
rolls. Trying to tell you guys. Yeah, we would not be talking about the Hawaiian rolls.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But it's like, you know, it reminds me of Freddie Freeman leaves the Braves. It's opening night, Thursday night, the first game of baseball that year. And because the Braves are just will come off the World Series. And that morning, Ronald Acuna, not sad, Freddie Freeman's no longer with the Braves. And that's the headline. This huge thing, and you have to read about this, that they, you know, they had issues. It just creates issues, and if he answers it. I just didn't think it was a fair question. I understand the reasoning, but I didn't think it was a fair question.
Yeah, and I think that I've had to learn in my time in the media, like since I've been done playing, that there is, like, there's a fine line. I think you do guys a service sometimes when you know they're going to answer it the right way, and you kind of put them up to bat. I actually had an issue, and go back with me for just a second. I know we got to get a break. When Tua Tagovailoa comes in at halftime for Jalen Hurts in the national championship game, I hated the fact that they went down and interviewed Jalen Hurts after the game. Like, I was like, why are y'all doing this? The man got benched. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. But I grew to appreciate the fact that they wanted Jalen Hurts to have some FaceTime and to allow him to make all the right comments. And that's exactly what we know at this point that Jalen Hurts is going to be about, is making all the right comments. And I think that's what we're going to know, obviously, in the city of Atlanta about Michael Penix in the near future, man. So it is good stuff. And loved that interview with Brian McFadden, Day in the Life of. If you haven't checked it out, I think it's on CBS Sports and the CBS YouTube channel. I'll try to retweet that out later on today at MPJohnson79 or at 929 Morning Shift. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Atlanta Braves and the Eddie Rosario move and Drake Baldwin and everything else going on last night at Truist Park. We'll also get a Life of Squid.
Dude, I'm all about parties. But a divorce party?
What?
That's different. Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, Garrett finishing up here on this dreary Thursday morning. It's supposed to rain all weekend, man. Asked earlier for some tips on what you guys do on rainy weekends. Appreciate the input. And it is, you know, Bo's going to learn this soon, Allie, but indoor playgrounds are becoming more of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's one we went to last weekend in Tucker. It was called like Catch Air or something.
Okay.
And I thought it was going to be a trampoline park. No, just an indoor playground.
Okay.
Looked like a Disney ride, you know, like a Buzz Lightyear ride or something at Disney World, like galactic looking, you know, just neon lights everywhere and trampolines and like game walls and slides and everything else.
Man, that makes me really jealous of kids today.
I know.
Like when it rained when we were little, it's like, okay, go paint.
Yeah.
You know,
and
go
I don't
color.
Know. Was Discovery Zone a chain? Do you guys remember?
Yes.
Okay, so we had a Discovery Zone in Pensacola when I was growing up. And, like, dude, it's like the greatest day of the year whenever you, like, a friend's having a birthday party at Discovery Zone.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, it's go time. I was never big on the, you know, what's the place you go with, like, the arcade inside? Anyways.
Dave and Buster's?
No, what's the kid one? You know what I'm talking about, where they have the pizza?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I was
Come
never
on, man.
Big...
You love your rat pizza?
I know, dude. And have you ever seen the ghost kitchen they have for Chuck E. Cheese now it's on Uber Eats? It's so cringy, dude. Is it Pasquale is the rat's name? I think it's Pasquale. There's a ghost. So you know what a ghost kitchen
Charles
is?
Charles yes. Edward Cheese.
Yeah. No, that's not what the rat's name. I think his name's Pasquale. I think that's what it is. Anyways, so they have this ghost kitchen now on Uber Eats, where you can order pizza from a place called Pasquale's Pizza. And people started realizing, like, this is just straight up Chuck E. Cheese, dude.
It's very
like,
funny.
They're just delivering pizza out of Chuck E. Cheese. And the pizza started showing up at people's houses. Y'all got to look this story up. They started showing up at people's houses, and they were like mismatched slices.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, what is going on here?
Oh, no.
Why does one slice look like it's from a medium and the other from a large? Like, what are we doing here? So,
We're going to get hammered on social media if I let the Charles Edward Cheese comment go from Garrett. It's Charles Entertainment.
Yeah, come on, man.
Cheese.
Come on, man. Edward. Jesus, this guy.
I see the E and it makes sense. It just makes sense to me.
I love it, man.
Wait, whoa. You see an E and you think it automatically means Edward in a name?
I don't know. I saw the E and the first thing that popped into my mind.
I love you to death, but you ooze that Chick-fil-A, that just very, you and I are like polar opposites. You're very clean cut. You just, your collared shirt, you tucked in, the nice belt, the loafers, and I roll in and, with a neared and gym shorts.
Neared.
Well, Bo, it's my pleasure, man.
Well, Allie, if you don't know that Garrett not only looks like he still works at Chick-fil-A, but he did work at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Well, I was catching those vibes.
I was a supervisor, all right? Thank you very much.
Honestly, Garrett is when we have, like, if there's someone, we have a special visitor at the office, we make sure Garrett's working.
He's the one that greets him. He's
like, my pleasure.
I get the text from Bo. He's like, hey, can you go get so-and-so from downstairs?
Hey, my pleasure.
I actually do that to you a lot.
Yeah, no. We do, we're going to talk about the Braves in just a second, get a life squid. I do have to say, though, I was downstairs, there's a Chick-fil-A downstairs from our studio, and I was down there one day, and I saw Garrett in line, and I ordered something. He goes, what'd you order? I was like, well, I got this for me. I was picking up Bo something. He goes, oh, yeah, that's going to take a little bit longer. That's going to have to cook a little bit. That's a special order, so you're going to have to wait an extra, probably, I don't know, 4 minutes for that. And I was like, dude, this is out of pocket. Like, this is completely out of hand.
And then he asked you how you wanted to pay.
Yeah. Just tap your card. I do want to give a shout-out to buddy John. JR in the big truck just got a message from him. He had a good idea for the kids on a rainy weekend. He said, Tellus Science Museum. Up I-75, but highly recommend, so appreciate you guys.
I've been to that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wait.
It's very cool.
Whoa, why did you go to that?
I think one time I was a field trip, and the other time I was dating a girl.
So it's been around
a while.
Kid. Okay.
Oh.
And, we went there.
I was going to say, you're 41 or 42, and you just now had a child, so I'm not sure when exactly it was okay if you went to a kid's museum, but nonetheless.
Well, I was dating a girl with a kid.
There you go, man. Hey, yeah. Party on, Wayne. Let's talk a little bit more about the Atlanta Braves, guys, and the day that was last night. We have gone back and forth about Eddie Rosario and the pinch hit appearance in the ninth inning. And I think we all kind of have the same – we all had the same reaction when he comes up the plate. It's like, why Eddie Rosario? And I want to get to this audio, Brian Snicker talking about, hey, man, just had a feeling.
Yeah, this guy's got better numbers off right-handers, way better. And – thought maybe Eddie could recreate some old magic.
So he pinch hits for Eli White, Bo, and I'm like, dude, there's like three or four other people I'd rather have up at this point.
So I've heard this audio, and that's the first time that it's something hit differently.
Okay.
He said the reason was because he has better numbers against right-handers. That's his reasoning, right? Mm-hmm. That's his reasoning.
Yeah.
And then he follows other, and I just thought, man, maybe recreate some magic. It's just a comment. It's a throwaway comment. And I still believe you don't tell me that. I don't need to know everything. But it's just thrown in there like, and, I was hoping, better numbers against righties. Maybe create some old magic, just old time's sake. I don't think that was his reasoning for putting him in there. I think it was because he thinks he has better numbers. I just don't know. I've heard that cut four times now. The first time I heard it, I didn't see it that way. And I still question it, and it's a questionable move. So maybe you just leave that part off. Allie, is that just snit being snit?
I think that's snit being snit. I think it really more so was about the nostalgia move. I'm curious today how Eli White is feeling. He's like, man, I dodged a bullet. If I had struck out, nobody would be saying they were glad I was at the plate. But it was Eddie Rosario there that took the hit.
And I think the hard part is. For me, is you look at Eli White's splits. Dude, Eli White's hitting .308 against right-handed pitching. You know what I mean? Like, his on-base percentage is .345 against right-handers right now. So, I don't know, what's the time frame we're looking at if we're talking about Eddie Rosario's splits. The guy's had 5 at-bats in the last, 3 weeks.
You want to simple it down, too? You make a really good point, and you got my – if you want Rosario hitting there, why the hell is he not starting?
That's a great point as well.
There's a reason why Eli White is the starting right fielder right now. It's because he's your best option every time. So why in the ninth inning suddenly is a guy hitting 300 with a 350 on base percentage the wrong choice?
Yeah. Real quick, before we get to Life Squid, I got to ask this question as well. Have my expectations for Grant Holmes gotten a little bit too high and gotten a little bit out of pocket? I think Bo does such a nice job of kind of reminding us that, you know, this we're talking about fifth starters, sixth starters when we talk about him and Bryce Elder. I was, like, disappointed in Grant Holmes for a minute, and then you look at the line after the game and you're like, for a fifth starter, that's not that bad. You know what I mean? Gives up a couple of taters, obviously. You don't want to see that happen, but you got to kind of keep it in context of what he is. He has pitched well enough, and this is a credit to him, that my expectations have gone up a little bit. But at the same time, when he falls back down to what he actually is and what's being asked of him, I can't get upset about it.
Yeah, it's expectations of the team, and it's put on guys like Bryce Elder and Grant Holmes, right? Because you go look at his last five or six outings. Go back to Toronto, right? The day Porkchop was born. Also, the Wiley Ballard game.
Oh, yeah.
7 2/3, 3 earned runs, and like 2 hits. Then he goes, they play the Twins, 5 2/3, 4 hits, 1 earned run. Diamondbacks, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 6 earned runs. That was the Suarez 4 home run game.
Mm.
The Braves ended up winning.
Yep.
You play the Dodgers, 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned runs. Phenomenal start. So I've seen 1, 2, 3 out of 4 really good starts for him. And then last night, 5 1/3, 7 hits, 4 earned runs. So I hate this. I hate this. It is what it is. But that's who Grant Holmes is. He's going to, you know, if he's, I just read you 3 out of 5 of his starts were really good, and the other 2 were just meh. But they weren't terrible. 1 was bad, but the other was just okay. But that's who he is, and that's who Bryce Elder is. And that's why when they have bad outings, we can't lose our mind and say they're not major league players and all this crap. Because they are, Mike, they're fifth starters. Both of them are fifth starters. They're being asked to do more, and it's not their fault.
Yeah.
They're goodwill hunting right now. It's not their fault. Did some spots for Baron Burton's W Sauce, Fire Shire, Breakfast Sauce, Breakfast Sauce 2. There's a new one coming out. There's a hot sauce. I'll tell you more soon about that. And the new way they're going to be packaged for you.
Okay. Well, pause.
I didn't talk about my package. I said their package.
Just checking.
Whose package? Mm. Baron Burton's. Don't forget my friends at New Round Brewing. The Aloe End Lager is the official beer, Allie, of Kennesaw State Athletics.
What?
Yeah, okay. Why do I get a shout out on that?
Why Allie?
I don't know. Maybe she wants to. Is beer vegan?
Most of it.
Yeah,
I would say
most of them probably, right?
Yeah,
but if you get like those heavy stouts or something that have maybe a cream or a chocolate, you know, something in there.
Yeah.
No, this is a lager.
Yeah.
It's light lager too. It's like, it would be the same maybe as drinking like, regular domestic lager. So, yeah, you can drink
Sounds
it.
Sounds tasty.
I'll Sounds delicious, yeah. actually.
I'll get you a six pack. I know somebody. Chaz. All right. I don't know if I know that Mike Conti and I have talked about this on the air before, but he and I both have been Teen Mom viewers. And it was
one of the more alarming things I've learned about Mike Conti.
The way this is starting.
And we talked about shows we watch with our significant others. Well, Amy and I, one of the first shows that we would watch together back when we lived in like a 500 square foot apartment was Teen Mom and Teen Mom 2. And it was her show. She got me on. Teen Mom 2 has a mom or a cast member named Janelle Evans.
Mm. Mm.
And I see you, Akifa. She's very controversial. She married a guy who was extremely controversial for the show. And I'm not going to sling mud at him, but he's got a lot of it to be slung. And you can go read about him. Well, finally, she has come to her senses, and they're getting divorced. And she has used this opportunity, guys, to throw a party.
Oh, okay.
She even has a invitation. It says, I'm done.
Wow.
Nice.
Janelle Evans' official divorce party, Thursday, June 12th, 10 p.m. Guess where it's at?
10 p.m.?
Well, guess where it's at?
It's got to be a club if it's 10 p.m. or something.
It is a club, I guess, technically.
Is it?
It is an Experiment Rhino in Manhattan.
Oh, it's that kind of club.
So she's doing it at a club. Strip club.
Oh,
a shoe show, if you will.
Because I'm not sure if she's, you know, that's her thing these days. But yeah, doing her divorce party at the Experiment Rhino June 12th.
I'm guessing, I don't know much about it, but I'm guessing this is pretty on brand for her.
She's had her troubles throughout the years of Teen Mom too. I mean, yeah, the quote from her
the
mom.
The show
Tifa.
Is literally built around. Yeah, the show is literally built around people having troubles.
And I think she's been taken off at certain points because of her ex was he was kind of dangerous at some point and then brought back on.
He so was dangerous.
Yeah, there's been some trouble.
Right. Yeah, he's very dangerous. Well, I don't want to say anything slanderous, but yeah, he's kind of dangerous. I mean, we're running out of time, but I was just wondering if Grant ever stopped wearing his grounded bracelets or if Lindsay's gambling habit got out of hand, where you guys would have your divorce parties.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the ultimate pause button on that one.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Not even step into that realm. I got news for you. That would definitely get back to the old wife at the on the Odyssey app at this point. No doubt about that. Speaking of which, if you guys would like to listen to any parts of the show, you can catch all of them on the Odyssey app. That's a great time to plug that in. We appreciate you so much for listening to us here on this Thursday morning. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will be right back tomorrow. Same time, same place, same people. Steakhouse is next. Make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.